Hello again. You're listening to the news at one. The Irish Nurses and Midwives Organisation says 10,515 patients were waiting for beds in emergency departments in September, the second highest figure for that month. The last time the figures for September exceeded this number was 2019, when 10,641 people were waiting for a bed. The INMO says the figures raise serious overcrowding concerns ahead of the winter season. The organisation's General Secretary, Finlay Hay, is on the line now. Finlay Hay, thank you for taking our call this lunchtime. I suppose perhaps no surprise in the hospitals that feature most prominently in these statistics, but perhaps the time of year is a cause of additional concern. It's not normally a time when we expect to see overcrowding on this scale.
That's right, Brian. And I think the last time, the reason we're making the comparison to 2019 is that was pre-COVID, and the figures became increasingly worse, and we had the worst winter on record, and there were quite a lot of consequences for those that are depending on the service, but also for the service itself. And then COVID hit. So now we're still in the middle of the overcrowding situation with COVID, and we know that we're still having outbreaks in hospitals. The latest figures tell us that the majority of the outbreaks, unfortunately, were in healthcare settings. 35 outbreaks were recorded in the last HSE figures. 10 of those were in acute hospitals. So hospitals are becoming increasingly unsafe for those that are attending because they are overcrowded. So we know this. We have a number of reports now pointing as to what this means for patient outcomes. It also describes, as HICWA have done, describes the patient experience as being inhumane. So I've gone to a number of these hospitals this week myself, and what members are saying to me, what nurses are saying to me, is how many reports does it take for the government to take some action?
It must also be a question, what does it take in terms of action on the ground to address this? Because I noticed, for example, University Hospital Limerick has the worst overcrowding, in, according to your figures, 1,382. And yet we know there have been significant additional acute beds put into Limerick, and the hospital itself has commissioned a report calling for yet more beds. So even where additional beds have gone in, the problems persist.
Yeah, and I think there is some commentary around extra capacity. Of course, the extra capacity is needed, but we must make sure that that extra capacity is used properly. And managements who continuously say, oh, we need more beds, but we'll do nothing in the meantime, seems to be the unsaid end of that sentence. So the people who work in Limerick, for example, the people we represent, are saying to us, there's no point waiting for the new beds. The problem is here today, and we should be dealing with the unsafe patient environment today and not waiting and providing the excuse of, oh, sure, there's too many people attending and we don't have enough beds, mm-hmm. which seems to be the constant rhetoric. The reality is that the situation for patients in many of our hospitals is very unsafe in September, ahead of a winter that we know that the minister himself has come out and said will be very busy. And he has said on record that private hospitals will be asked to do more. We're waiting to know, well, when is that going to happen? Because these are not warning signs. Mm-hmm. These are pleas for a lifeboat now.
The HSE has told us that there are a range of initiatives, they say, already being implemented as part of the National Service Plan to deal with this, including additional capacity in bed staffing, strengthening community care teams. And they also talk about the plans that they are finalising to try to confront the challenges that hospitals will face over the winter. Do you have confidence in what's being planned?
Well, what we're constantly hearing is the plan. We're constantly hearing, oh, there's a plan coming. So the winter plan, for example, we had a leaked draft report, which the Sunday Independent carried last week. The point is, we're in the middle of the crisis. We don't need to hear about more reviews and more plans. We need to hear about, well, from Monday, this is what's going to happen. And I think that's the point our members are saying. We had the terrible situation where 12 nurses handed in their notice to a Dublin hospital this week alone in an ED department because they said, look, nobody's going to deal with this. And we can't continuously work in an environment that's bad for our health, that's causing us to be assaulted, and that's causing patients to have really undignified experiences, and we don't want to be part of it. Finley, so as their union, we're saying we have to do better than that being the only answer.
Okay, we leave it there. Finlay Hay, General Secretary of the Nurses and Midwives Organisation, thank you for that. The European Commission has warned that Ireland could face tens of millions of euro in fines unless the government finally ends the cutting of turf in specially protected areas of bogland. The Commission issued the warning in a letter to the Department of Housing, Local Government and Heritage, saying progress on the issue over the past decade has been too slow. The department says it will engage with the Commission. It stressed it's taking action to address the situation. Let's talk now to the campaign officer with the Irish Wildlife Trust, Pádraig Fogarty. A very good afternoon to you. Welcome to the programme. What do you make of this message, this threat of fines from Europe because of what they say is inaction on protecting our boglands? Are they right?
Oh, of course they're right, and they were right 10 years ago when they first highlighted this issue. I mean, it's the late 1990s since the Irish state agreed to protect a selection of boglands in special areas of conservation. And your listeners might remember there was a huge political battle over ending turf cutting on 50 of these special areas of conservation about a decade ago. And there was compensation packages agreed, alternative arrangements were made for turf cutting. Affected, and we all thought that was the end of it, but the state just hasn't enforced the rules. So while it was improving for a while, and it seemed that turf cutting in these areas was dying out, we have seen through freedom of information requests that we've carried out that in 2020, half of these SACs still had illegal turf cutting going on. So the situation is deteriorating.
And what has been lost as a result of this continued cutting?
Oh, I mean, it's incalculable. I mean, we're talking about intact raised bogs here, which is one of the rarest habitats in the world, in fact, not just in Ireland. And the last time we did a study on it, we found that the original area of intact raised bog had been reduced to 0.6% of its original extent. Now, there has been some work we need to acknowledge on restoring some of these raised bogs, frequently with EU money. But because there's been so little done about the continued excavation of bogs with heavy machinery, that figure is likely to be lower now.
So if the failure here is a failure of enforcement, why isn't there more enforcement?
Well, that's a very good question. I mean, I think it's really down to political cowardice. Protecting the bogs is a toxic issue politically. There's a lot of very loud voices around the country who don't want any restrictions on mining and excavating our bogs. Remember, this particular injunction by the European Union is not about turf cutting in general. It's just about a tiny number of areas. But we just haven't seen the political bravery to stand up to people who are destroying our heritage like this.
Pádraig Fogarty from the Wildlife Trust, thank you.